It's amazing to think about the fact that God did create us and designed us uniquely, all of us, right? Scripture tells us that. So we're not going to lose that unique personhood that we have. It's actually going to be enhanced.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because the distinctives that we have, the uniquenesses, so in some ways, heaven, like the new earth, will be the same for everyone, and it'll be the same world, the same new universe. We haven't even talked about the new heavens, you know, and whether we'll travel to the Andromeda galaxy and explore all to the glory of God. Sure. Well, why not? If we would explore this earth to the glory of God,
right.
Well, if this creation is, you know, speaking of his glory and the heavens are speaking of his glory, will we explore the new heavens? But, wow. But what an incredible thing it will be to experience life together. And you kind of alluded to this before, but, you know, we go to the present heaven one at a time, but when God brings down the present heaven to the new earth, and it says in Revelation 21, 3, it says three times he will come down and dwell with his people, and he will be with them, and they will be his God. Three times the word with is used, and he will live with us. He is Emmanuel, God with us. He's the King of Kings, and he will dwell not only in us, but he will dwell with us forever. Yeah. And we will go places and do things to his glory. All we do will be worship. And there will be no end to the delights. It's like Lewis says at the end of the last battle, the Chronicles of Narnia, where he talks about the story, this life and all our experiences. And he says of the children who went to Narnia, their experiences in Narnia, those were just the title page, wow. You know, and then begins the big story that will never end, where every chapter is better than the one before. I don't think there's ever been written a better description outside of Scripture of the new earth and the new heavens and new earth where we'll live forever. Wow. We really will live happily ever after. That is not a fairy tale ending. That is a blood-bought promise of Jesus. We will live happily ever after.
Yeah.
The we, of course, is very important. We who know him, love him, trust him, believe in him.